Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This is JB. Sorry for the delay. I'm running a basketball league too, so for the youth. So man, I'm tied up between this and that. So sorry about the delay, but the show is now in session, and the talk this week is I think Larry T has rented Colonial Beach this Saturday. I don't know what the weather's going to be today. Saturday, there's a chance of rain on Saturday, but on Sunday there is a test and tune again at MIR, and the weather's looking a lot better for this weekend. So if anybody's trying to get it in, I think this is that weekend. The weather's 68, low 56, so let's see what we can get happening. I know we got one race already that's going to take place. Jason Gray, the Copperhead, on one system versus Kenny Beecham from the Horseman, one system to one system. And I think there are a couple more that's being talked about. So hopefully something else can go on before the end of the night. All right, I'm opening a mic. I'm opening the mic of, let's see, 540-419-4795. Your mic is open. All right. 443-336-0691. Your mic is open. Who is this?
That's right. We are staff.
301-247-2133. Your mic is also open. Who am I talking with? All right. Three mics are open. And nobody's talking. What's going on? All right, here we go, here we go. All right, the regular people calling in. All right, I see we got 717-379-3712. Who am I speaking with?
It's Hell Yeah.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Oh,
all
shit.
Right, we got, yeah, we got Hell Yeah, and I think we also got the world-famous Pizza Man.
That's right. What's up, JB?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Just throwing pies, like usual, man. 24/7. It's monotonous.
Oh, yeah.
But
I know that's
what
right,
you
man. Sorry for the delay on the show, but I run a little league basketball league too on Thursday, so the show's gonna be delayed for about 5 or 6 minutes on Thursday. But other than that, we're gonna keep it rolling.
I hear you, Paul. You're a busy man, just like myself. I respect that.
Oh yeah, you gotta. Hey, the one thing is, I mean, you know, I'm gonna try. Like I said, I've talked with Mr. Barnes and I'm going to try to make some moves next year and get out there and see the world and do a little thing. But right now, money's tight, and I got to do my thing. And like I said, I just got the urge to do my dad left me a 65 Ford, and I was wondering what I wanted to do with it. But I think it's time for a little set of 29s and a little motor action. So we're going to try that out next year, maybe by the end of the year.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so, hey, hell yeah, what's going on down there?
Hey, man, just trying to get ready for Saturday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, where you going Saturday?
I guess I'm going to come down and play with them guys at Cecil.
You're going to be in the house with the Pizza Gangster this weekend.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, man. I want to come down there and try to get some action.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going to be there as a spectator because, like I said, 21-19. I have had a chance to get the car back together. So we're going to be there in the morning because then I got some big catering jobs that night. But as of right now, from my understanding, there's probably, I want to say, somewhere upwards of 10 to 15 races that are already locked in. It looks like it's going to be a great day. I know that...
Joe Menicozzi, who's running, well, is involved in the event, has talked to Jim Halsey, and they're prepping to the quarter. And like I said, I will say this about Cecil right now. That track, I would put it a close second to MIR, if not as good. So like I said, the cars, you're not going to have any problems with the surface of the track. And like I said, they're calling. I think it's going to be around in the 60s. You can't ask for better weather. I'm just, like I said, I'm disappointed that I haven't had a chance to put the car back together because, like I said, we tweaked the trans down at Capitol, and the trans is done, but I just not enough time in the day for me. So, like I said, I don't want to rush my, you know, rush things now. So, but like I said, I will definitely be there, you know, seeing how what's going over, you know, feeling people out for next year. But we're ready to do something. We're going to come out swinging next year. You know what I mean?
I heard
yeah,
that.
I also talked with the people from Cecil, and they said, like I said, they said the same thing. They said that the track is ready, and, I mean, they're going to prep it as far as they can get it. So, I mean, that's what you want. And I know, like you said, as far as close to Maryland, last week I was at Maryland, and I'm going to guarantee you it was under 50 degrees, and I watched Billy Meadows run a 3.88 to the eighth at 198 with a .9460.
Yep.
So, I mean, I guess, you know, hit or miss. The tracks are still working. So, I mean, you know, the thing is, I'm going to be honest with you, and the farther you go out on that track, the worse, because they did have a little mishap last week.
Yeah,
they had some cars.
Yep.
They had some cars break loose at the top. So the thing is, I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about, you know, hey, man, we'll only race the quarter. We'll only race the quarter. The thing I think you got to think about now is safety. So I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a lot more safe in the cold to run the eighth at maybe, you know, some of the trap speeds will be in the mid-100s. But when you talk about the quarter, you're talking about a car maybe capable of going 200-plus. So that's when you get a little crazy.
Oh, I agree. Especially, like I said, depending how the weather is leading up to it, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like I said, safety is a main factor. And like I said, I'm not looking to put another car together. And you know what I mean? To the eighth is all I've seen this time of the year. You know, people call it, you know, cautious or whatever. You know, but like I said, you know, it's smart money. If there's no reason for it, you know what I mean? If your car's proper, and I know there's guys that set up for eighth and quarter, but for the most part, and like I said, the track might be good, but like I said, you know, these days, the speed that everybody's going, you've got, you know, like I said, it ain't no joke, you know, and like I said, you got cars, you know, you got, you know, 28s, you know, on 28s, you know, flying, you know, I'm sure if, you know, down the quarter, they're in the upper, you know, 100s, you know, so like I said, this time of the year, depending on track temperature, you know, I know that Cecil, just speaking from experience, that they're going to do everything in their power, and like I said, look at a track like MIR, that's my, you know, I just couldn't believe, like I said, the problems that they were having, you know, after the 330, you know, after the 1,000-foot. I mean, it was a sheet of ice. And I'd been down there, like, you know, down at MIR, and I had that problem. They went out there, took care of it, but it wasn't this late in the season. And you can only do so much. I don't care how much prep you put on the track. If the ground's cold and there's not enough heat in it, you ain't going to, you know, like I said, you're taking your life in your own hands to a certain extent.
And, you're definitely right about that, man. I just, like I said, after last weekend, I just got word that I don't know if y'all know, but the Showtime boys from Georgia that's got the matching blue and black coupes, that one of them wrecked it. David Floyd wrecked one of those. So
yep.
I mean, that's
amazing.
That's a beautiful car. And like I said, I mean, now it's, you know, it's gone. I mean, it's just some of these tracks. I mean, they're, like I said, House of Hook, all these tracks. They're hella tracks. You go there, yeah, you're going to get busy. But I'm going to tell you, anybody, I don't care who you are, if the track is freezing cold, I don't care if it's who's doing prep to it. I mean, you got to still think a cold track is still something, like I said, past the eighth mile, you're going to have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, hell yeah, you still thinking about doing something with Running Bell?
That's what I was going to try to put out there. You know, he was talking about maybe like Thanksgiving weekend and stuff, you know, at Fayetteville. But, you know, that's a long way off, man. And I don't think the weather's going to hold out, you know what I'm saying? So I'd like to hook up with him this weekend if possible. And I want to put it out there to old G-Money. You know, we had a little tangle a couple weeks ago You know, things didn't work out too well for him, you know, but actually first time I got to talk to the man, and seemed like a hell of a nice guy, and I'd like to hook up with him again, you know what I mean, give him another shot at the title, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, things happen, shit happens, but you got to take them when you can get them, you know? And so if he's going to be out this weekend, maybe him can hook up some, and, you know, maybe the same race. You know, I don't have a problem with that, you know. He gave me the race that, I give him the race he wanted, and I'll give him the one back, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely understand. I mean, hey, I don't see no reason why that would be a problem. I mean, I think I'm going to be honest, you and G-Money, I mean, I was looking for that one. I mean, and, you know, just to be, I mean, you know, the man knocked Tyre off, the race. And, I mean, I would love to see it where, you know, both of y'all go down there, straight down there. And,
right.
And,
yeah,
you know,
so we earn it. You know what I mean? I like to earn it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. See, I respect that because, you know, some people, yeah, they'll say, yeah, raise the race. And, they'll make you they'll make you wear that ass with them for a while and just say,
right.
Hey, man, you know, erase the race. You'll never get it back. But the thing is, I mean, you got some people that'll be like, hey, man, you know what? I'd rather just
right.
beat you out the back door and say I
right.
beat you instead of just say, man, you're not, you know, you did this and
no,
I did
no.
this. So, and
no,
I mean,
I talked to
G-Money after that race, and he said, you know what? I would have rather be just straight up beat and gapped
right.
instead of just getting, you know, losing it at the line. And I respect, see, that's why I
right.
respect him. Because that's somebody that's saying, look, man, I'd rather you just out-muscle me and embarrass me than say, hey, man, you know, I can't even lead a line, you know? So
well, we all take those wins, you know what I'm saying? We all take those wins, but, you know, really, you know, I like to earn it. I know he does. Like I said, he seemed like a hell of a nice guy at first, you know. You know, he seemed like he was kind of assy or something, but, you know, and I never talked to him before. But once I talked to him and shit, seemed like he's a hell of a nice guy. And, you know, we need to hook up and do it again and just see what happens. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, as far as Running Bear, I don't know if Running Bear's on here tonight. But, like I said, I mean, I know he had been talking. He wanted to do something.
Well, he might be hibernating by now, so it's that time of year. You know what I'm saying? He might be going into hibernation.
Now, hey, there is a new car around now. Kenny Beecham from the Horseman Camp does have
uh-huh.
a new piece, 128, one system,
uh-huh.
and it's a small block Chevy Mustang. And he is
right.
looking to do something before the, you know, before it gets real cold. I know he's been looking.
Well, that's
so
Saturday, right?
Okay, JB,
huh?
he had mentioned something that might be coming up to the Cecil race on Saturday, because I know he'll get action there. There's a lot of cars that sit just like him. I know he said that he had to go test the car and so forth and so forth. I don't know, are they looking to come up here? You know, or you haven't heard anything from him?
I talked with Kenny earlier, and he's working this weekend, I think, at the dealership on Saturday. So, you know, you got to make that money first. And, I mean, I know he was coming. He was coming. Kenny had told me, he was like, look, man, you know, I'm going to Cecil this weekend. And then, you know, that money, like I said, that just like you, Stefano, that money, people don't understand. Some people are spoon-fed and some people get it like they get it. But if you're a man out there right now that's got to bust that ass to get that money, you got to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, without that, you ain't got no wrench. You know what I mean? It goes hand in hand.
Well, yeah. I'll talk. I mean, I don't know if you're coming down. I mean, if the thing is the Thanksgiving race, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. It's gonna be based on the track temperature. It's gonna be based on what that, you know, like
right.
you know how you get the week before weather report. If you get that week before
right.
weather report, and you might see 60 degrees, you'll take that chance. But if you get that week before weather report and you see 40, yeah, you know,
exactly.
that's a big
right.
difference. People don't understand.
And that's Fayetteville race? Is that Fayetteville?
That's
no,
Fayetteville, right?
No, that's Colonial Beach. That's actually closer to you than Fayetteville. So,
okay.
I'm going to put it like this. Y'all know where Maryland is?
Yeah.
Maryland International.
Okay.
Y'all know MIR is?
Right, yeah, Buds Creek, yeah.
All right, from Buds Creek, Colonial Beach is probably 30 minutes away.
Oh, that's not bad.
So,
no, that's like a 3.5-4 hour drive for us.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the thing is, I think y'all be better off getting it off at Colonial Beach than driving 5 or 6 hours or more to Fayetteville trying to get a race off.
Fayetteville's 8 hours for us, 8.5 hours for us. We've done that.
Yeah, I mean, I think Colonial Beach is a lot better for y'all. So, but the thing is, that's what I'm saying. The thing that it's going to be is what's the track temperature going to be? Because, I mean, you know you get that week before weather.
Mm-hmm.
If, like I said, if y'all boys see 60, I think that's a shot. But I know Running Bear has come to me, I mean, on the show, and he's texted me, and he said that he wants to run you, which I think that's another race that people are going to want to see.
Right. Is that a Saturday race or a Sunday race, JB?
That's a Saturday. That's the Saturday of Thanksgiving. I'm pulling teeth to trying to get out there because, like I said, I mean, you know, my wife, Stefano done messed me up. My wife wants to go to Philly right now, and, you know, she want to go to the casino, and she want to go up there, and she want to go to Manhattan. So I'm going to be honest with you.
I put you in a bad way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. My wife's Brazilian, and she's lived in New York the last 2 or 3 years, and the thing is, when we go to get pizza out here, it's like, that ain't the good shit. That ain't the good shit with the good crust. That ain't no good pizza. And, I mean, she's not embarrassing people when we go out, but the thing is, she's being honest. She's like, I want that brick oven authentic stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we went to the California Pizza Kitchen, and I damn near got kicked out because she tells the woman, this is shit. And I'm like, well, damn. So we're in here, and, I mean, she's like, look, I want to get to Philly. I want to get to New York. I want to get out there. So we got to do something. So, I mean, it looks like before the next month or two, I'm going to have to make that happen. So
yeah, definitely. Then we can hit there's a place called the Court of King of Prussia. You'll be there all day shopping. So she's got the best of both worlds. Casino, shopping, and food. You're going to have a nice night that night, JP. Trust me.
Okay. That,
and you can
that
get the pizza.
That sounds good. So yeah, like I said, all I know of that's going on that I know is this Sunday, MIR is doing another testing tune. Now, the best thing about this one, I've already done the weather report, it's going to be 68 the high and 58 the low. So even with that low, the track is still good.
A lot
of people are like, I've had calls today, hey, man, you know, I'm looking to run somebody Sunday. Well, the thing is, if you're looking to run somebody, who are you looking to run? Well, people are calling this person out. People are calling this. I'm going to tell you the main person people are looking for right now is the peanut butter and jelly truck. I'm going to be honest. It's between peanut butter and jelly and hell yeah. So, I mean, those are the two people who are marked men right now. But the thing is, like I said, I've been trying to get, you know, people lined up and people, this is the thing now. I'm going to tell you what's killing racing. This is what's killing racing. If a person feels that you're so much faster than them, but you sit like them, the first thing that pops up is, I want the brakes.
Yeah, yo, join my world, man.
I mean, I had somebody, I ain't going to put no names out there, but two vehicles exactly the same, both of them text me, and one of them's like, hey, man, you know, he's running. I said, well, you're running too. He said, well, the thing is, I'm betting he's four or five tenths faster than me. I said, well, the thing is, if you're betting that, then don't race him because he's not going to give you the break. A person that's six, similar to you, is not going to give you the break straight up. You're just going to have to eat it. So that's the thing. I mean, you know, people kill me with this, oh, yeah, you know, I can't beat you. You run 4 or 5 tenths faster than me. But the thing is, we sit alike. So if we sit alike, why not run head up?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Hey, I just opened another mic. Like I said, this is There's this old guy, I just opened the mic. You know, he's one of like, he's like a mentor to me. I just opened his mic. Mr. Monster Jones, what are you doing?
Hey, JB, how you doing?
Hey, doing that, man. I'm just talking to Stefano, man. He done got me in trouble, Monster. My wife wants to go, you know, she's ready to go to Philly right now for some brick oven pizza. So I told him, I'm like, well, damn, you know, it's either like this. I got to go her way a little and this way some to get what I want, like straight up. I wanted to take me and my brother wanted to take his little small block car this Sunday. Oh, well, you know, this. So now, you know, it's to the point where I told her, I was like, look, I got a friend that's got a pizza joint in Philly. Is it brick oven? I said, yeah. Is it authentic? I said, yeah. She said, we're going. So that's, you know, I'm in trouble. And then,
wait, JB, but you never heard?
Not only did he do that, Monster, let me tell you what else he did. He said, JB, when you get here.
You heard that saying, you got to give a little to get a little. That's how it is. That's life, right? That's life in general, gentlemen.
Not only did he do that, Monster, but he said, I got the bottle of wine waiting for you. So she's done. I'm gonna have to go.
That's what happened. Hey, as my grandma would say, he pulled your shoes from up under you, boy.
And you know, and so look. Then the funny thing is, we're coming from the gym. She gonna pull it up on the GPS. Okay, it's 4 hours. I was like, well, I'm driving that. She's like, you're driving 4 hours. I'm like, well, shit. I'm like, man, this is just terrible. But you know what? Like you said, you got to give to get. So I said, you want to know what? Before the end of this year, we're going to have to get on up there to Stefano's Brick Oven, get us some pizza. Then we got to get to Manhattan because she wants to go to Manhattan. And you know, the thing is, people don't understand, when you got a good woman, the way to keep her is you got to keep her happy some kind of way. So, I mean,
that's where we're going this weekend, JB. We're going to Manhattan this weekend.
Oh, hey, man, that's what I'm saying, Monster. You gotta do something right. I mean, I've been doing a little bit right now, so I gotta keep on that pace.
But I want to take a minute to thank you for starting the thread last week and all the people that called and texted me. I just want to thank everybody for my mom. You know, she got a long way to go, but you know what? I'm still here, so that's the most important part. You know.
Well, see, that's the thing, Monster, and people got to understand, when it comes to, like, all right, I know that we got people that aren't from the DMV, we got people here, we got people there, but in all honesty, the grudge racing gets put to the side, and somebody you know, and somebody you respect, and somebody you see as a friend, says, hey, man, you know, my mom not doing well. You gotta send them prayers. You gotta put that person first and put all that other stuff to the side. See, that's what people gotta understand. Family first. You know,
yes.
I just told somebody just now, and I got two family members right now, two cousins. They want to do battle against each other, and let me tell you why this is crazy. One cousin will get a Mustang, 2010. Next one might get a Mustang, 2010. Next one might get a diesel truck, 2012. Next one might get a diesel truck, 2012. Now it done got to the point where they done went and bought two drag cars, and I'll be damned if they ain't the same car but painted different. So now it's got to the point now we going to run. So that's what people got to think. You always put your family first. So when you text me that day, you said, hey, JB, I can't get on the radio show tonight. My mom's not doing well. Hey, I said, you know what? Whatever you got to say to us can wait. That's
exactly
the way
right.
People understand. That can wait. Your family first.
Yeah. Yep.
But like I said, Monster, whenever you're ready to make that announcement, I've added another one, but I kind of want to keep this one a secret because this one's traveling a little ways, and
okay.
I want to just make this a secret for you. I want to unveil this one when we get it there.
Yeah. Well, I haven't got all the details into it, but you know what? So many people have texted me about it, and we need to go ahead and let it be known. The Capital Raceway called me about a month ago after the right there after the 26th race for the Civil Wars. And he's been trying to do an outlaw pro mod race up there, and he just ain't quite had, you know, he's a busy man. Mr. Bradshaw's got a couple shops, tow truck, but he's busy. So he gave me a chance to do an outlaw pro mod race, which will be on May 3rd at Capital Raceway. It's going to be called the Top of the Hill Showdown. So it'll be outlaw pro mod. We're going to do a little bracket race for the this year, the grudge race, we kind of left the older bracket guys. So I got to work a way in, and I'm going to do a little bracket race for them, a super gamblers race. So I'm working on some other things, but I got something that I'm hoping we can get in touch with J.C. Richardson. I'm going to talk to G Money because everybody wants me to increase it. But we have a thing. James, you ever heard about, J.B., about the old place here in D.C. called V Street?
Yeah, see, I heard that's where, I'm going to tell you, I heard that's almost like what we have in VA. Well, in Richmond, we got a place called the Pike.
That's what
I'm comparing. That's what I'm hearing it's like. But give me a little, just educate me on V Street.
Well, V Street is basically where everybody that runs a drag car started at in this D.C. DMV area. I mean, people came from all over. Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Philly, New York. Guys used to come down all the time and run on V Street. So last year, one of the guys that me and him, we can remember being out there from 9 at night till 5 in the morning. He said, you ought to put that into your race, call it the V Street Showdown. I said, oh, yeah? He said, yeah, man. He said, and the reason why is what that do, a lot of the older people will probably come and support it because they remember those good old days. I said, so what should I do? He told me, he said, get all the guys to do like they used to do, put up a little bit of money, and they all race each other. And the last man gets the standing, gets the money. I said, well, I can't because I promised the other promoters that I wouldn't do more of a grudge race. So it didn't dilute what they're doing in the area.
So no last man standing race, huh?
No, it's called the – is this Hell Yeah?
Yeah, it's Hell Yeah.
You know what? We might even be able to let him get in. I'll have to talk to the guys, but so far I got Tricky Rick, Donye. Right. I got Tricky Rick, Donye, Wicked Bird, and Tony Hatton. Those are the
cool.
Four I was originally had into it. But I got a call today
very interested.
That J.C. wanted to get into it. I got a call that Brooks was interested. So I haven't talked to I'm going to call some of the guys. But if I could put four more and make it a shootout, you know, well, like I said, the V Street Showdown, you know, I'd love to do it. You know, everybody that agreed to it.
Why are you saying that, Monster? A pizza gangster.
Yes, sir.
Is there any chance that we can get the Pizza Man in that shootout?
Yeah, it's a good possibility. I'm liking what I'm hearing now. And I'm probably the only one naturally aspirated.
Yeah.
We're a gambler. Yeah, we might go out there. Absolutely, KB.
What I like to do is keep it an 8-car field because I want to make it to where everybody, like Hell Yeah, Pizza Gangster, it's Brooks and JC, they're all close proximity, 8 mile pro tree, no time, you know?
Right.
And then that way, my whole process is I would talk to you guys separately about the numbers, but I put together, JB knows what it is, I put together some pretty stout numbers for it, you know, that way that you guys come down the road and it basically makes it that you're going to race and pick each other's name out the hat, you know, and that's the good thing. One runs one, two runs two, three runs three, four runs four, and it makes it special.
Right.
So you can shake down all you want all day long, you know, as long as I'm clear of the lanes out. See, this is the whole thing I'm trying to do where things got totally where we wasn't getting it quite moving because the grudge stuff, we were stopping it. And what I want to do is clear lanes up. And that way people aren't so upset.
Right. Have specific times. Right. Have specific times to be a little bit more organized, as you say. Right. Correct. Get them
right.
in and out.
And that's what I want people to understand, that I'm not trying to change the way that they race or tell people they can't race, but I have to get everybody to be a little more considerate of the next guy on the event that I'm doing up there. Because for me, you know, Mr. Bradshaw at Kappa Raceway putting up, a major amount of money to run these pro modified cars. You know? It's $5,000 to win for them. You know, and the way I got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So the unfortunate thing is the ADRL put the date on the same date, but I still got a ton of people that have texted me or called me, and, you know, they said they're going to come and support it. Because, you know, like I said, Mr. Bradshaw, he's been asking me since he took the track over to do one, because he came down when I was working for Larry T, and we had the Outlaw promo. He really liked that. You know, the 8 Mile Pro Tree, he liked it. And plus, there are no rules except the screw blower. I'm not letting them run in the race. No rules. So the screw blower is the only rule. They will not be allowed to run. And I got texts from a couple guys that got them, and I explained to them that if I let you run in it, here's the deal. You put up part of the purse because you're going to run off my cars, and I'm going to put 3,000 pounds on you. I said, I can make it so. They said, well, take the weight off and let us run the overdrive. I said, no, I'm smart enough to know these cars because I used to work on one. You can give me the overdrive. He can change the overdrive and go as fast as he wants. But you put that weight on him, that weight changes things, you know? So,
right.
But I'm excited, you know. Like I said, JB, get me the numbers to the guys, and I'll call them individually and explain to them what I was doing. And I'll call the other guys and tell them that I got more guys that want to get in it. Because that's my whole thing. Is he's actually pushing me now to do a second race, which I want to do. I won't call it a grudge race. I'm going to call it an old school match race, you know, because I don't
right.
want to dilute with the metro area grudge and what Custom T and Long Island Joe is doing. You know, I don't want to dilute it with the area. I want to make it so people want to come out and support what we're doing. So, you know, the way I look at it with the match race, I got a really good idea on the match. You take, like, 6 sets of callers, and then you let 6 call us on a volunteer, JB. You'll be able to help me with it. The 6 that call you on a volunteer, once again, we'll get them on the phone. We'll go over some numbers with them on an idea I got to get them to come and race one another. And I think they'll be happy, you know. But that's it. You know, I wanted to do a pro mod race for a couple of years. And, you know, like I said, right now the hot thing is the grudge race. But, you know, if I can mix it and keep everybody to understanding that if we get the people in there, it takes care of all of us, you know. And you and I know that the track, I'm going to bring that guy that was there, Mark Wessler. He's from Michigan. He preps tracks for all around the country. He used to be the rep for VP, so he knows how to prep the racetrack. And he was the guy at the Pro Mod Week for Top Dog Sunday when the Pro Mod's in 398. He was the guy that prepped the racetrack. So I've locked a deal with him to come down that Friday night. And that Saturday, we're going to run three qualifiers for the Pro Mod. So that's why I'm saying if these guys get in on that V3 showdown, the way I look at it is that they'll have, once the Pro Mod runs, if they want to shake down every time they run, it's their show. You understand? They're part of the show. And I've gotten a couple of texts from people saying, you know, well, what am I going to do with the no time and the testing team? I'm looking at it where I'm probably going to make it, if the guys run, it'll just be no time. It won't be a test and tune that day. You with
right,
me?
Right, that's a good idea.
Right.
And I'm going to run the test and tune in no time from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock is open session. And then from 4 to 11, time permitting, I'll let the guys run. I'm going to tell them this up front so we don't have
now,
a million people trying to fight.
Now, Monster, is that going to be a heads-up pro mod or is that going to be a bracket?
The pro mod's a heads-up. Eight prime.
Okay. Okay, because I got some friends. You said that's going to be like in May of next year?
Yeah, but it's May. We're tentatively looking at May 3rd right now. There's a couple of other people looking at the date May 3rd, but Mr. Bradshaw called me and said that May 3rd date he wanted to make his big opener for the racetrack and he wanted to run the pro mod. So I'm not exactly sure, but he's pretty solid on what he explained to me why he wanted to do that particular race, because we had booked it in 3 weeks ago, but last week the ADRL announced they're at Maple Grove. So the big cars that were coming called me and said they won't come. I said, I can't change what we do because of Maple Grove. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I got a couple of my boys from Texas at Pro Mod Boys.
Okay.
And I'll definitely get a hold of them. It's Texas Bounty Hunter Galen Smith and Greg Green.
He doesn't run a screw blow on that car, does he?
I know Greenland is a nitrous car.
Right. Yeah, that's
a Green's
nitrous,
nitrous
car.
Car. I have to check with Galen, but Galen's got a couple cars, so.
Yeah, that's fine. You
know,
she's a pain in the ass, so.
I believe
that's
Galen's
like
nitrous,
that's how we
too.
Yeah, but what we'll do is I'll be gone for a couple of days. If you guys could call me Wednesday next week, JB, get them all lined up. We'll get on the call each other. And I explain to them what I'm doing because I don't want to disclose anything of that type of value on the radio because I can tell you this much, everybody that I called to explain to them what I was doing went crazy and said, oh, my God, you know. And I said, I want it so when you guys come to race that, you know, you all are happy and, you know, I want you to be a part of the show, but I want everybody to understand that the event that I'm putting together, I need everybody to be patient and let me show them a way that everybody will get a chance to race. You know, when people screaming and hollering and cussing, and, you know, we're not going to fill a lane. So that right there is going to keep a lot of the confusion down. And we're going to bring additional staff in for cleanup. We've already discussed that. Same thing with parking. We're bringing people in. All the cars are going to come up the hill. You know, the back lane where they park. You know what I'm talking about? Where everybody parks, the spectators supposed to park. Every race car going to come up the hill, not go straight up the hill, but come around by the sand pit side. You with me?
Right.
So that way we could park them and not. We did something last week.
Designated area for them.
Yeah.
And on the back pedals, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just trying to get a little peace in order because you had a bunch of people complaining, and it wasn't fair to the racetrack because, you know, everybody's got to do their part and be one, you know? And so that's where we're at, man. I'm kind of excited. It's a lot of work, JB. Good God almighty, you know?
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about, you know, next year, really trying to get something going with. Maybe I can talk with y'all and get a race set up, a WFO race set up, and we can get something going for back half cars.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we'll just put it out there, WFO race, you know, and maybe it'll bring in something. Maybe it'll start something, you know what I'm saying?
The truck was already purple.
In order to get somewhere, you got to start walking. That's the way I look at it.
Right, you know?
I'm going to paint a little lip on it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to put something together for that, you know what I mean?
How
the hell the damn host going to be carrying on a conversation in the background when somebody else talks?
And bullet hole, I painted that purple and made it look like it got jelly running out of it.
So maybe we can make something happen, you know what I'm saying? We got some downtime, so I'm going to try to put something together,
like
maybe get some flyers going
JD,
and see if y'all can help me.
Yeah, everybody call me. You'll call me next Wednesday because Mr. Bradshaw called me back this morning.
Nah, a lot of them starting to know it now because I be falling back. I don't even get in the Austin. I just chill. And all of a sudden, when the money comes up, they be like, sure. Come here, man. I
got to
talk to the owner of the truck.
Who the hell is that? Dude,
hey,
you need to hook that man. You need to get him off.
All right, yeah. Let's see. Who is that? Hey,
Damn, JB, I thought that was you talking.
No, that ain't me. Let's see. 540-419-4795. Are you on speaker?
Whoever it was, they stopped. But, yeah, whatever you want to do. You know, I'm all for helping the grudge guys, but I just need them to all understand that event is the promo race. I'm going to bring you guys in as part of the promo show, which is funny. Because now, let me tell you, I call people, right, hell yeah, and they all said, nah, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I said, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try something different. And what I'm doing is called a match race, not a grudge race, you know?
Right. Right.
That way we don't die. It's basically similar, but it's these guys now is it's like the old street race style deal, you know, but it's done legally at the track, and that's what I want.
Right.
I'm excited. You know, now if I can get I'll talk to the other four guys, if they cool with you running in it, man. You know, we can get
birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to call them all tomorrow. But I'm pretty sure they're going to tell me put you in the water. They're going to all tell me put you in the water. I know what they're going to tell me.
Cool. That's what I want to hear, man.
But look,
hell yeah.
I'm going to tell you how this thing going to work. If we go to 8 cars, the shakedown will be at 5 o'clock, right? Then the first run to y'all will be at 6:30. The second run will be at 8, and the final will be at 10 if we get it to 8 cars. You hear me?
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And the whole thing is, man, I just put
you,
a show on. And
I'm going to tell you, I'm loving what I'm hearing because not only do we have DMV area, but we got other areas. And everybody coming together to have a good time. And you want to know what? The thing I respect about your shootout is giving it that name, the B Street, you're going to see some of those older racers, like from back in the, you know, back when street racing, I'm going to tell you right now, back when street racing was pouring VHT or something on the street to get your, your M&H's wet or to get this or having a flagman out there with a flashlight, this will give those guys that feeling like, damn, man, B Street is back. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's not, we understand that it's not the same thing. See, people got to think,
right.
You know, just like this prep, unprep stuff. Yes, we know it's not the same thing as street racing, but it's giving these guys a chance to go out there and, like, oh, man, this is like racing in the street. You know, I got a chance to either hook or knock them off. But the thing is, Martha, I like about this is there's probably going to be some guys, just like the race of the 26th. Like I said, I walked into an older guy. He said, the guy was in his 60s, 70s. He said, look, this is a great event. I loved it. I love your radio show. He said, man, it makes me feel. He said it makes me feel young again, and that's the thing. Your B Street shootout. If you put 8 people in it, and the thing is, if you have people from the DMV or people from out of state, I'm telling you, people are gonna come because they're gonna get that feeling like, you know, some old school grudge racing type thing. It's gonna have that type of feeling.
Hey, Jay, my stepdaughter texted me yesterday, text my wife and said, I think we should make it an 8-car field. And the reason why she said, because there are people that will want to see all of the major guys in the area tied into one thing. And, I said to her, well, explain it to me. She said, well, what's going on is I would like to see Brooke. I would like to see this guy. And I said, well, we got to get in touch with them and see if they're interested in doing it. And I'll talk to
them. Yeah, that's
going to
bring them in. They know all the top guys are coming in and and it's going to be a shootout between them, man. That's gonna pack them in there.
Hey, hey look, Marvel, how many people are seen? How many do you got right now for sure?
I got four locked in.
All right, well, I know, like I said, Stefano would be in, and I just got an email from Lewis Collins that said he would be interested. You got it, Nate. If you did talk to some people and you got it to six or eight, he's interested.
I'll call Lewis tomorrow. And then when I get back Wednesday, we'll call Stefano, but I'm going to call the other guys because I told them I was going to make it four, but I'm pretty sure they'll let it go to eight. So.
Well, hey, I don't want to single anybody out, but I think one of your hired assassins. And I think he know who he is. He just being a little quiet tonight.
Which one is that?
Let me see. 202-553-2474. Who is that?
Oh, my hero. No, get it right. There ain't no assassin. That's my hero.
Well, see, I know he's over here. He being a little quiet tonight, but see.
That be me.
They go one of your hired assassins. I'm checking the coming out of the gym, and I'm looking down. I'm like, who that is? I know who that is.
Yeah, that be me. You know, the dude that come back to this long hiatus of layoff and shut the area down again. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Hey, Ricky,
yes, what do you think about making this thing an 8-car shootout now?
Man, I don't care.
That's a monster. That's
hey, matter of fact, if you can get that guy in there. From up New Jersey or New York, whoever he was, a blue Camaro that I was lined up against back in May when I crashed the Camaro. Get him out there too.
You know what? I got to call somebody to see if they can get Ronnie Bell. I'll call George Williams. That's George's cousin.
Hey, and I think Stefano know that. Stefano know him.
Who's that?
Ronnie Bell.
Stefano, do you know Ronnie with the blue Camaro?
Ronnie,
where's he from? New York?
Yeah. Don't worry about it, JD. I get it, Rick. I get a touch for him.
Yeah, for me, man, it don't matter. You know, the more the merrier. I like the competition, so if they want to come out and you willing to do eight cars.
All right, hold on. We got somebody that's going to have to get up off here because we got a lot of static, so... If you're on a speakerphone, you gotta go. Or you gotta mute yourself.
There you go.
There we go.
Damn, you're the assassin, JB. You picked that right off, man. You're the assassin.
the thing is, you got Tricky Ricky on here talking, trying to get what he's trying to get across. But the people gotta understand. You know, we're trying to get a race going next year. We're trying to give the people something to see. And, I mean, I ain't being disrespectful, but the thing is, I was raised like this, and I teach people. So the thing is, if you want respect, you got to get it. And the thing is, the man talking, and you got people shameless. Like, other week, I'm going to be honest, I had somebody text me back and was like, why you mute me? I'm like, look. You on here talking about the NFL game and what's going on Thursday night. You got people on here trying to get that money right and try it. Like, I'm going to tell you, that was the week of the testing tune. Two people were talking about getting it together, and you got somebody on here talking about who going to win the Thursday night game. You can don't get me wrong. You can be on here, but you can mute yourself and come right back in.
Exactly, that's right.
Respect. I mean, you got Ricky on here telling you, hey, look, I'm trying to get in there. Hey, I don't mind eight cars. That's what we're trying to hear. We're trying to hear what's going on for next year. And,
Excuse me. I got something I need you to do while I got my main man, my Tricky Rick, on the phone here. I got to give a big shout out to his partners in crime, John and Dana Hillary, his partners on the Camaro. But I got to give one, Rick. Are you in agreement that we got to somehow, some way get JC in that deal? Huh?
Hey, the more the merrier for fucking Pete, Greg, little Monty, whatever his goddamn hating ass name is that's on Facebook. all them JC lovers. I don't give a flying frizzer frack if you're going to come in here. You know, it ain't my fault. Let me get this out. It ain't my fault it took so long with the Camaro to get the car back together. But the car came out twice, and I called people out, you know, for whatever reason, either they didn't want to run for the money that I was trying to run for their stuff was hurt. My car was already down. The Malibu was already down. For the year, you know. So now that I got the car back out, the Camaro back out, and only made 3 passes on it, now I call people out, you wait till the end of the year, da-da-da. It don't matter when it is, I'll still call people out the race. You know, we got one joker talking about he want to go quarter mile. I'm telling him simply, man, it's too cold to run quarter mile.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Now, I wasn't at the track Sunday, but I done heard from a lot of people Sunday that Buzz Creek wasn't very favorable for quarter mile racing.
Now, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday might not be bad days for quarter mile. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know, track ought to be there. You think?
Hey, Rick, one thing.
I mean, it should be, but
one thing, though, in the future, and I ask this because I got a call because the guys were on here saying that the tracks were bad and this and that. If they feel that, Rick, they got to get – and don't anybody text me or call me. Don't take this the wrong way. Go to the track and explain to them that you're having a problem because it might be you misjudging your car. You
man,
know,
let me
you
tell
might
you
have
something.
Had a right tire pressure and, or different things, you know.
And people need to learn that. You know, you can't go to this track and have your car set up for MIR and then come
mm-hmm.
to Capital and think
mm-hmm.
you're going to run the same way you ran the MIR with the same setup. You're not going to run at Cecil County and then go to Englishtown and think your car going to work the same way. You got to adjust your car for that track, for that day, for them, you know what I mean, for that moment. And people so-called that's in the racing game swear they know so much. But, you know, if they quick to say the track this, the track that, track this, the track that. Well, if a certain group of people can get down the track and you can't get down the track, maybe it's you.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah. And it's funny because one of the track owners called me and asked me to talk, and I told him, man, you're 21. You get on here yourself and talk about it. But the thing
you're
is, when they're out there –
I told
you know,
they're
out there trying to do
here.
The best they can when they got a fight to cut. See, and here's one thing I want to bring to people's attention. When you start blowing up cars, when you start oiling that starting line down, transmission fluid, especially antifreeze, I mean, it's next to impossible to get that track back in the top shape condition with that antifreeze.
Well, let me also say this. Saturday, Capital Raceway had a race, a nostalgia race. They had nostalgia funny cars, jet cars, car show. They had the OPS cars and the bracket race. They had a shitload of four down breakages.
And I know I got
everything.
What's his name? Show.
I can say, whoever that is talking, can you mute your phone?
No, he called it. They called it my. Yeah, I don't have another one. Extra fatigue, but Mark.
I already feel that joint out, man.
Alright.
I don't know, Greg. As long as I feel like he told me, Coach Dean got a face, so I gave him 25 there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't turn that coach, but by him leaving, I only got that stuff
tonight. Well, see, the thing is, now, are the other two teams that you ain't got, because I just went over there, the other two teams, both these teams got 11 and 12 keys.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
And look, what happened? Why aren't you going out? James Lansing had a green. And then on Dominic. No, he had 1.7.
Somebody's mic is open.
Dominic, he opened it again. He ain't playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, his daddy and
yeah.
Well, I tell y'all what, Capital's done a good job of cleaning the oil downs up and the breakages and getting racing back into order. Believe it or not, for as cold as the fuck it was Saturday, the track was hit and miss throughout the day, and in the evening, the track was killer. Believe it or not, as cold as it was, the track was killer. So big ups to them, but people need to understand you got to tune your car to the track and not think that you can run every tune-up and every setup the same way everywhere.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I'm done talking with these disrespectful-ass people on the phone that's talking while I'm talking and anybody else that's talking. Have some respect for other people while they talk.
What's happening, brother?
I don't know, man. Just trying to get through these people who want to talk while others are talking.
I understand that, brother. I just
want to
let you know, I was here. That's all.
Yeah, did you ever get a hold of Running Bear about that car?
Man, yeah, Running Bear played a sight game on us, dog. Yeah, we just come to get ejected the first.
Running Bear, what?
No. Yeah, we just come to get it, and he ejected the first.
Oh, okay.
He would.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm so long, Running Bear.
Steve, she told me that I could do it, but I got to be in my spot, so I can't.
Hey, JB, can you figure out who that is and mute him out?
Man, yeah. Fuck you! Cut them off. Running Bear's gonna come Saturday or what?
Yeah, his grandma.
No. Running Bear had a car for sale that he was trying to get. He was talking about.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky.
Well, maybe Wicked Bird. Maybe Wicked Bird can get a hold of Running Bear. They know each other.
Oh, you trying to run Running Bear? Hell yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to hook up. I might as well do it Saturday. Good weather, you know what I mean? I'd like to do
What's
something.
What's going on Saturday?
Down at the Philly versus World.
You're talking about up at the Caesar County?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 6 hours for Running Bear. He ain't going to drive all the way up there. That's 6.5 for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, that's 6.5 for him.
All right.
Hell yeah, no.
What's up?
This is G-Money, man. What's happening, big?
Hey, man, what's up, bro?
Cool. And I hear you talking about you want some action?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I mean, you deserve another shot at the title, you know what I'm saying, bro? I can understand
that. Yeah, I wanted to. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the race, man. You know, unfortunately, you know, I blew the tires off and whatnot, but we definitely got to do that, man, because I'm my wife walk around the house with your shirt off.
I bet she look good, don't she? I bet she look good.
Yeah, bro. I woke up the next morning, she got this shirt on, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. I'm like, God damn, I got to look at this. Yee!
Damn, babe, I got to wake up to that shit.
Hey, G-Money.
Hey,
man. Hey, G-Money. I really try to say, I mean, goddamn.
Yeah, man.
You know,
I'm
like, up.
Yeah, I want to call
I'm
you.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow on the phone. I got something I'm working on. The V Street Showdown, and your name was texting me today, and Brittany, the stepdaughter here at the house, says she wants you in it. So I got to call you tomorrow. I talked to Rick. I got to talk to a couple of the guys.
Okay.
See if we can get you in there. I'm going to call you tomorrow and go over the details and see if you're interested.
Yeah, man, I'm interested. Hey, I've been sitting here listening, man. I heard everything you said.
Oh, okay, good.
But somebody got to, like you said, someone's being rude in the background, so I had to get in where I could fit in, you know?
Yeah. Right. You look good. You didn't look good the last couple of weeks, man. You know some stuff, boy. Huh?
Man, I'm just trying to ride. I had some fun with old Rick last week, you know, up at Capitol last weekend, man. It was a good time.
Yeah. I tell you what, it was amazing all them cars and people came out there as cold as it was, wasn't it?
Yes, Lord. I stayed right there to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I love seeing all those old cars like that. Them old cars, man. It's like you say, it reminds you of the days back on V Street, man.
Right. Well, they paved the way for us now, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I tell you what, did you go to the car show part of it?
Yeah, I went around there, man, and I don't want to talk about nobody's food, man, but I went down there where the guy had the ribs and all that good stuff, man, and then I seen the car show while I was waiting for the food, but the food was definitely not there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to spend my money there anymore.
Right.
The car show was the bomb I'm talking about, as far as you can see, both sides.
Oh, man, 177 cars in the car show.
And those guys, damn. Some of them were actually racing the car down the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clean show cars going down the track. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. What about that thing on the purple thing? Whatever that thing was. That thing was fast, man. You see what it ran?
No, I didn't see what it ran.
920s.
Hot dog.
That thing, he drove it in there. He went 920s.
Yeah, she was getting down.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, are you going to make it Saturday or?
Yeah, man, that's what I want to find out, man. You know, see, I was having doubts, man, because everything that you see on there is 28 and 29. Now, I get all the way up there, and then, you know, those guys, man, you got big tires. And it'd be just like
right.
I drug my car all the way up there for nothing, you know?
Right. Well, they could have, you know, test and tune and grudge, so we should be all right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And I want to see that action, too, you know? I like Cecil County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but I heard it's a banging-ass track, so.
Yeah, it's
now, is that supposed to be an unprepped or prep deal?
Oh, that's a prep deal.
Okay.
Hey,
the weather's going to be there.
I just checked the weather again. Like I said, it says mid-60s high and 56 the low.
Yeah, that's it. That's the shit right there, man. That's racing
and
weather right there.
I heard they're going to have good prep. I heard they talked to Jim Halsey, and they said they prepping the whole quarter. So.
Yeah, G-Money, you come up, everybody will make it a show for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Sound like a winner.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want to, you know, I take them any way we can. You know, we both have, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way the cards, you know, fall sometimes, you know. And, I'd like to earn it, you know what I'm saying? And I got to earn it, you know, because I know you ain't no bullshit, and you know my shit ain't no bullshit. So we got to make it happen.
I'm with it, man. I tell you, if I don't make it there, a lot of these cats, somebody wanted to try me, man, on Sunday at MIR.
Well, I'm thinking about coming there since I heard about it now. So maybe everything works, you know, and everything's good Saturday. I'm gonna try to shoot out there with y'all.
Yeah, that's where it's gonna happen. Last weekend, it was the place was jam packed, man.
Right.
I heard this guy, Jay Eastep. You know, he called me this evening. First, I heard through the pipes, but I told him for him to call me. He called me. Supposed to have a notch body, fastback Mustang, you know, one of them notch body joints. They all look the same to me. And supposed to have a big block on two guns, and he's trying to run head up. I mean, here's what it is. All I want to do is look at the car, and we can make it happen. So if I don't come out to Cecil County, man, come on down to MIR.
All right, that's what I'm going to shoot for, yeah.
Hell yeah, you ever been there before? You ever been to Buzz Creek?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, man, you're in trouble.
Hadn't been there, man, but I'm not scared. I love new tracks, you know what I'm saying? And my car does all right, you know what I mean? It works pretty much wherever I go, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'll say.
That'd be a good run to see you and G-Money go back at it. That'd be good.
Yeah, I think, you know, I want to see it too, you know what I mean? I want to see it side by side, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see nothing side by side, but I know it's going to be like that, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah.
And
I want to see the race.
On May 3rd, I'll line y'all up at Shakedown and get this settled. Do you hear me?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah. Sound like a plan, man.
Yes, sir. One way or the other, y'all gonna dance together, all right? So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, and we got some downtime, so I know he'll probably do a little, you know, do a little something to his, and you know, I'm probably gonna, you know, I've been running the same setup on my car, you know, for almost 5 years, you know, and so I'm ready to, you know, try to up the game, because I know, you know, the stakes are getting higher and competition's getting thicker for me, you know what I mean, and myself and hell yeah deserves to a little something so I can get up there and, you know, run with the big boys.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
know?
maybe this year I might make a change up. Maybe put a 500 cubic inch motor in my car then.
Yeah, all right.
He said 500. Sound to me like,
well, give me that little 355 you got in yours, and then we'll try to squeeze that in mine.
Hell yeah.
He said hell yeah.
You know.
But that's
right.
Good, though, to let the let you guys run in that shootout. I'm going to call you tomorrow, G, and then
Wednesday, get
my number from JB, and we'll get on the
crowd. You know we're going to bring the crowd in. We're gonna help bring the crowd in, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be wanting to see that shit. They're going to want to see both our shit out there with them.
Oh, yeah. Especially Don Yates, because everybody wants Don Yates' head. So that's going to be real good. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Now that's a G body car.
Yeah, the black, the black car. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey man,
okay.
let's take this shit to motherfucking Z Max, and have Donye and JC on the fucking track at the same time, and I can whoop both of their ass.
So call JB gonna get the number so we can call JC. I don't have JC's number unless you got it. Rick the text to me.
Yeah, you got to talk to JC and not his little yes man. Little,
yeah, I call JC.
Yes, sir.
I talked to him about it up at Capitol on the 26th, and he had me laughing because he said, if Rick in it or the Hattons, it don't matter. I'm going to come for free.
Well, come for free then, because neither one of us going to fuck him up.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know if you heard earlier, but JT and Monster, they're gonna help me. We're gonna get something figured out. Even Wickedbird, he probably helped me too. You know, I want to get a WFO race set up. You know what I mean? Grudge race shootout for next season. You know, that ought to bring a good crowd. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be there.
We do that down at Capitol. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mhm.
Yeah, I've been talking about it with my boys and stuff. You know, we need to get something going.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get something, because you know what I noticed? All the guys with the big cars, I'm not saying any names, but I noticed a lot of them are selling the cars because they can't get races with them now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my shit ain't going nowhere, I know that.
Hey, Kenny Beecham, is that you on the line, being a little quiet tonight?
Yeah.
Hey,
am I on here, bud?
Yeah, you on. Mr. Hell Yeah, and I was telling him that the Horseman got a small time Mustang in the camp now.
First off, we got a Bruce Kenny, a happy belated birthday, you old ass buzzard.
Yeah, I'm getting old nowadays. Tell me about it. Hey, look, it's Gene's birthday today. Shit.
God damn, we got two and a half old buzzers in there.
That's right. Gene, he's a whole lot younger than I am, though. He's a baby. Yeah, we're gonna be in MIR on Sunday, looking for some action. I think we're supposed to run. I locked Wee Bit Cooper in, but whether or not he shows up or not is a different story. But it's supposed to run. Talked to Jason Gray with Copperhead, and we got that race set up. So we're looking for a couple more races to kind of finish the year out, because I just got this Mustang together, and it's only got 1.5 passes on it. So I'm going to be tuning the race.
You want me to drive, Kenny? I can drive.
Yeah. Yeah, you can probably, you can fit in this one, Mom. You can't. It'd be hard for you to fit in my Camaro, but you can fit in this one.
Well, I definitely sounds like a good. You know, I'd be interested in that. You know, small block, one gun. You know, I think that's a good race. You know, head up. You know, that's me.
Is that what you are? Hell yeah, small block, one gun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's Morgan's son. Bring the pain, boy. Bring the pain.
Oh yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Texas Back Half Outlaw. Yeah, maybe we need to do something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Like I said, I think, you know, I'm dying to see. I'm gonna be honest with you. Is you and G Money going back out there and trying it one more time? Because like I said, I mean.
Yeah.
I understand, like I said, the reason I respect you for saying that is because you did beat G-Money, but he had pride.
Right.
And the thing is,
right.
The fact that you're going and say, hey, man, I'd rather run him again, and this time, if, you know, I do beat him, it'll be the fact that both of us made it down there, and either he beat me or I beat him. It'll be a race
right.
That both cars went down the track. And that,
yeah,
that's
not
scared.
You got to get some to get some. You know what I'm saying? So either way it goes, you know, he deserves another shot at it. And, you know, I'm all for it. And, you know, like I said, I'm probably on the East Coast here, you know, Morgan & Son Racing Engines, you know, can't say enough for them. I mean, I've been running the same motor for 5 years. I ringed and bearinged it once 2 years ago. You know how the car is running. You know I'm spraying the shit out of it. Badass motor builder, man, and good people. And they ain't put a phone call away. You know what I'm saying?
You know the good thing about this show tonight for me to come on here and listen to all of you guys treat each other with the ultimate respect, racing one another. It just means the world to me. You know.
Right.
And
cool.
I just want to say thank you for the big props to the way you guys are handling this. I mean, you're trying to put together races for the area, for everybody, for the people, you know, and that's the reason why I decided to do what I did with the ProMod race, because we have two, you know, Metro, and we got Custom Tees already doing the grudge, but I wanted to incorporate because I didn't want them to feel that I'm leaving them out, but I got to look out for the bracket racer, the ProMod racer, the grudge racer, and for you guys to come on here and get along and people texting one another to be a part of what we're trying to put together, you know, and I know Larry and them are working, him and Joe are working together on some stuff, so that's going to be good for the area. I met Wicked Bird and Carlos, and they got a couple other people that are going to be in there helping them. So, you know, now WFO, they want to do something, so, you know, I think what I'm going to do is get with you guys at WFO, because Mr. Brashaw wanted me to do something towards the end of the year next year, and maybe we'll get everybody together, you know, Larry, Joe, Carlos, put everybody together and go to Capitol and do a season finale, you know? Well, no, I can't
right.
call it that, because we'll call it the WFM Throwdown or something.
There you go.
Because we got to knock you off, hell yeah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that felt game
right there,
that morning, man, but,
we
got to
turn the sun off the morning, guys.
I hope I can still hold it. It's getting tough, man. It's getting tough. Don't worry about that. I know.
Let me see. I see we got another microphone just open. 757-218-7777. Who is this?
The Magic Man.
Weeby
Cooper.
Look, Kenny Beecham, your Weeby Cooper is online.
Weeby, you going to be there on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a good 75% chance. My old lady stuck the truck coming back from Maryland on Sunday, so I'm still dealing with that a little bit, but so far I'm headed to MRR if I can make it. I was trying to go to Chesa County, but that's a little too much.
Okay, we're just checking. We're going to be there, so.
Yeah,
hey,
we're
down
there.
Let me drive.
Awesome day.
Kenny gonna let me drive, so you gotta give us the break. You hear me? Hey Kenny, did you see me slide that one in there?
Yeah, yeah, you can drive it, Monster. Like I say, we ain't got no passes on it. One and a half pass, just go in there and let it go.
Kenny B might got something keep going on there.
Okay. How you been,
I
bro?
I got another figure, man. A little 20-inch tire Mustang. It ended up being heavier than I liked it to be when it came out. Stock suspension on 28s.
There you go.
I had the bars on it just for the first pass to see if it was even touched the bars. Never even touched the bars, so I'm going to take the bars off.
There you go.
You got Willie bars on it?
I got wheelie. It came with wheelie bars. I just used them for a little bit to see the tests. I didn't want to stand it up on a bumper and mess it up the first day out.
Just buy the car or did you build it?
No, I bought a rolling chassis.
Okay. Local car or out of state?
It was a local car.
That's too much information, hell yeah. You sound like a damn police detective, man. Time to hang up on him. Put him on mute.
I got little teeny tires.
Hey, it's Donald on his phone. Tell Donald to call me. I ain't talking to Donald in 2-3 weeks. I'm mad at him.
You're right about that. I haven't seen old Donald's brewery in a while.
Did they put it away?
Are you here?
I haven't seen Mr. Joe tonight. I don't know what's going on. I think the cold weather done put the boys away for a little bit.
Say, what do you mean? He said he wanted you to come. Yo.
What's going on?
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, yeah, what's going on? It's Joe, Pink Warrior.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on?
Not much. Just seeing if you guys are going to be, anybody's interested in coming to Cecil this weekend. We're looking like we're having some good weather. It's supposed to be like 60, 65 degrees on Saturday.
Well, I just, hell yeah, and Mr. G-Money might be making a trip up there this weekend.
Oh, nice, perfect, yeah. You know, I was talking to Halsey, and he said they're gonna prep the track all the way through the quarter. You know, they're gonna keep it going good, and they're gonna stay open as late as they can as long as the dew don't come in and people want to race. We'll be open until 10-12 o'clock, no problems. Gates open at 9, so we should have a full day of racing. You know what I mean?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So hopefully we get a nice turn. If I get a decent turnout, like a quarter of what you guys get at Capital, that great show, and or MIR's races, we'll be happy to keep it going every year, you know what I mean? So,
well, that's what's up. Hey, I hear you got a couple, information on some of those grudge races you got a lot?
We got a couple, there's a couple boys from New York, they got a big race going on. Young Stang's got one locked in with someone. I think DeLon with the green Mustang.
Okay. Is Young Stang going to be there Saturday?
Yeah, he'll be there Saturday, definitely.
All right, cool.
Billy G with that green, like, I think it's a 70 Mustang or something.
Yeah.
He's locked in with my boy Mike with the Godfather, the black Camaro with the red stripes.
Okay.
That's locked in. Crazy Horse, stock suspension Mustang on spray. He's locked in with the Mistress, stock suspension Mustang on spray. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me. I mean, this is about like 10-12 lock races right now. I'm working on a couple of my car. I didn't set anything total locked up. So I was trying to get Weeby on the hook, but he said he can't make it. He had some bad, unfortunate luck with his wife. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think old Weezy Cooper was coming out there, and then, like I said, Kenny Beecham was also coming out there. You remember we talked about it, and hey, like I said, money comes, and you got to get that money first. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel you on that. I was talking to Weeby on Facebook, and he was saying how the accident or whatever. So I was like, man, that's tough. You gotta do. You gotta take care of family first.
Oh yeah, you gotta do that. But it's good to hear. Like I said, there are some people that have been talking on the page, and they like, well, damn, like even Steve Montgomery, he's not canceled out yet. He said he might, if he can get the blue car and all dialed in and get it all set up, he might try to make a trip. I hadn't talked to Ricky Tippett. I know Ricky Tippett's got a Mustang on 28, but like I said, a lot of guys, some guys are just hanging it up for the year. So, I know some of them are just like, well.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do, man, with this nice weekend we got coming. So
I know.
This might be it. You know what I mean? It's time to break them out, at least one last time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. This is my last time out until I figure I go down Fayetteville for that North versus South race in March every year. So this will be my last time out until then, probably.
Right.
Yeah, that's
put it away,
right.
Put it away, put some money back in the bank.
Hey, so look, being that Hell Yeah is coming out there, you got anybody that sit like Hell Yeah?
How's he sit? I'm not even sure, to be honest with you, Monster.
Hell Yeah.
Say that again.
Hell Yeah, he's from what I know, he's back half, small block on one kit.
All steel. All glass windows, Lexan window on the front. All steel car.
What's he run? What size tire on that?
It's a 32-14.
32-14 in a small block?
Yeah.
Trying to think. I don't know off the top of my head. I might have to talk to Stefano. He might have a little bit better of, if he's listening, he might have a little better of an idea.
Small block, one gun.
On back
half. All factory car, got a back half in it. Windows wind up and down. Interior. Got aluminum dash in it. That's it.
You go to quarter or just eighth with it?
Either way.
Okay. That's good to hear. You don't hear that all the time.
Yeah, we don't mind bumping around a little bit.
Gotcha.
And maybe he can try something out with the mistress.
Yeah, we might be able to do something with the mistress. He's stock suspension on a 28, so he might be looking for a little spot, but I'm sure he'd try it out.
All right, well, yeah, we'll check it out. That's Sunday you're talking about, huh?
No, that's Saturday at Cecil.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's a stop.
Yeah, because we're coming down there, we're trying to figure out, what we can get when we come down there, because I know that they got some other stuff going that I can't get in, so.
Yeah, they're going to have, I know we got from Philly, there's a silver S10 truck, stock suspension on small tire. I don't know. He might be interested, but I know the mistress is definitely a small block stock suspension on a small tire. So he might want to rumble a little bit, but he might hit for a spot or something. Can make it a little fair.
Yeah, we'll just take a look at the cars and see what's going on. But yeah, we'll work something out. I'm easy to get along with.
Yeah, definitely. Throw away. So it's not a big deal. If we could come to a good agreement, we'll race for a couple bucks, and
Yeah, sounds good.
The way I look at the end of the year, I'm going out to gamble.
Right.
It's my last time out, so I'm going to try to get what I can and have fun and see what happens.
Right. Yeah, we're good to go.
Cool. I was hoping I can get Cubby down there. I was really wanting to get that race off, but we're going to have to wait till next year. I don't think he can make it.
Yeah, I talked to Cubby again on, he's been talking on Facebook. I don't think he's going, I don't think he's traveling this weekend. Like I said, there's a chance he may be at Maryland this weekend, but as far as traveling, I think he said he might have to, hang it up for a little while and, get that back up for next year, but.
That's cool. Well, I'll catch. We'll get it off next year sometime. So, no big deal. I just wanted that race. I thought it'd be a good race.
Yeah, and you're right. That ought to be a good one, man. I wouldn't mind seeing that one, my damn self.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, yeah, I hope we get a good turnout down there at Cecil. my first time doing the event, so I'm kind of excited to try to get, you know, people down there and see how it goes.
Okay.
All right, we just got another microphone opened up. 410-360-2436. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Mr. Clean.
Oh, Mr. Clean.
What's going on, Bob? How are you?
Hi, right, bro.
I just woke
Who are you looking for tonight?
Oh, I'm not looking for nobody. I heard you guys mentioning Donald and talking about the car show, and we put that on this past Sunday for Jimmy. With 3 days, we got 177 cars there for that car show.
Oh, that's what's up.
I like to get on in this WFO race that Bob's talking about and helping him out with that, because I know we can get the cars there.
That sounds good. So, Mr. Clean, I like that, man. It's not often you hear somebody that call themselves Mr. Clean.
No, Bob gave you that name.
You're damn right. Ain't nobody better. You can't park your shit outside for 2 minutes and he's already on it. You know what I'm saying? I told him, shit, I'll blow the dust off here in a minute, but it ain't going to happen. There ain't no dust on it when I hit the track, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like to keep the cars clean. They look good up on the line.
That's all right.
But, me and my brother Kenny and little Donald, we did that car show for him. And, I like doing stuff like that, so I want to get in on this WFO and help these guys out, set that thing up.
Okay, that sounds good, man.
Of course, with Monster, too.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be another good one.
You get Mr. Clean, you gonna make it Saturday or what?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I gotta bring my cleaning stuff.
Yeah, I know you do. I didn't even gonna wash my shit, man. I was gonna clean it. I was like, nah, I'm good now. I know I don't have to.
Well, shoot, if Mr. Clean, if you're gonna be there, Joe might have some other stuff for you to clean up there.
They do.
I hope not.
So, Long Island Joe going to be there this week, Saturday?
No, he's talking about the other Joes having this race.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I didn't talk to Long Island Joe. I hope he shows up. I mean, I know a lot of guys from New York are coming too, so I don't know. I didn't get no confirmation from him yet. I mean, Monster might know. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Joe about that one. It's hard to say if he might be out that one, but I know I had talked to some other people, and like I said, they're thinking of, like, Steve Montgomery. He said if he could get the blue car working right, he said he might make a run up there. But, you know, that's if he can get it right. He said he ain't trying to make that trip to Cecil and, you know, just not have a fair chance at a little money. I mean.
Right.
I mean, they do got a little G-body, but I think the G-body doesn't, I think by the tire size, it doesn't fit in the 275 versus 28, so.
Okay, yeah. I think I got some good cars coming for that class. I think we got like 12 that are confirmed, so hopefully we get a little more, but I mean, this is not a bad showing for the first time.
Okay, yeah, and I'm going to tell y'all something else while I'm on here. If anybody is looking for one hell of a car, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. My fellow promoter, fellow friend of mine, I don't know if y'all been to Outer Banks, but Brock, who promotes a lot of stuff out in Outer Banks, his car is for sale. The Green Goblin is for sale. It's a Mustang 565 Chevy Big Block. I think it's on two systems. It's on small tire. It's got the GT. It's a GT. Well, it was a coupe. I mean, an LX. He put the GT effect kit on it. It comes with all the tune-ups, nitrous bottle heater. The trailer comes with it. I think the trailer is 24-foot
I think it's a Hallmark, and I want to say he won $35 for a turnkey for the car and the trailer.
Wow.
Damn,
that's good. That's a good price.
And when I tell you that this car has been, she's been, the numbers will come out when the money hits, but or somebody even shows interest. But she's been out there a while in that 28, no time 28 shootout. So, like I said, if somebody's looking for a nice piece to start doing, you know, no time 28s, I got his number, I got pictures of the car, and I mean, I will tell you this, the car dynoed over 1,100 horsepower. So, I mean, if somebody looking for a nasty piece, $35,000, you get it all.
That's not bad. That's not a bad gig right there.
Yeah.
Shit, I wouldn't even ask that for my car, let alone a car and trailer.
when he hit me up, he said, man, you know what? He's getting to the point. He's got other things to start thinking about. He's like, man, for real, the first thing to go is the car. So he's like, to make the deal sweeter, he'll throw in the trailer too. So.
Wow.
Damn. And this guy's out of Maryland?
He's out of, North Carolina.
Out of
like up there, Elizabeth
North
City,
Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But I got pictures of the car, I got pictures of the trailer, and I mean, like I said, you know how grudge cars go. He said he will, you know, display a time if somebody, you know,
right.
shows pure interest.
Serious.
And I mean, he has told me the car does it dynoed at 1160 or 1170 on the dyno. So I mean, somebody's getting a nice piece.
Yeah,
that's cool. I'll put it out there.
Yeah, racing junk's the way to go with something like that. That probably won't last that long in there.
Oh, yeah. I told him, but, you know, he's like right now he's promoting. I think they just had a race that happened in Outer Banks last weekend. I think he's got one more coming up, so he's on the promoting trail right now. So he told me to put it out there, and if somebody shows interest, all they got to do is make a call.
Okay.
Now, look, hey, Joe, I can give you a number. I don't know if Popeye's on here tonight, but if you got somebody, now, the way he works is if you got somebody that will lock in with him, he will make the trip.
How's he sit? Who is it?
Popeye's Big Block All Motor Ford 28 stock suspension.
Yeah, I've seen that at Capitol. Yeah, that ran good.
Yeah, he will, the way he does his business, he will travel if, I mean, you know, the money's locked in or, you know, something like, he will travel.
Right. Let me think about that one.
I don't know too many old motor cars. That's the problem. If I do, they're all small blocks anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I know I'm about to get off here in a little bit, but, I'm going to hit up the Boogeyman Camp has a car that they're looking for a race for. When I say it's a street car, I got to give him credit. He did say, he was like, man, it's a street car. It doesn't have a switch panel in it. I mean, it's turnkey to start. It doesn't have racing seats. It's just got an 8-point gauge. It's got a true 10-inch tire, and it's a 23-degree small block Chevy on one system.
I'll tell you what, there's a guy in Philly, he's on smallblockposse.com, I think his name's Pig Hater. He got a small block stock suspension, 23-degree head. I can't tell you how many kits, I think maybe one, but I'm not sure. I know he's going to be there Saturday. It's a 2000 Mustang, a red Mustang, stock suspension, small block on 28s, 23-degree head. He's definitely looking for action.
Is that Tyler?
No, his name's Tim.
Okay.
The red Mustang. I think, you know, Marcus, you know, from out front, he was driving it for him for a while. So I don't know who's driving now. But
okay.
It sits the same way as a 23-degree head, small block stock suspension. And I was just on the phone with him before I called in, and he's going to be there Saturday. Definitely.
All right, well.
He's looking for action. I don't know, just put it, if we can put it together, maybe we can put it together. He's on Small Block Posse on, he's logged on in there. So I know he's on there. I don't know if he's on Facebook or not, though.
All right, well, like I said, I don't mean to, Blog Talk is, right now that I'm in a screwed up area. I'm actually at the school, and I'm about to have to go shut the gym up for the kids, but, I'm going to have to shut it off tonight. But like I said, I will give you, I'm going to get in touch with Stevie from the Boogeyman Camp tomorrow. If he's willing to travel, I'll give you that call.
You got it. Yeah, you know how to get a hold of me. That's cool.
Yeah,
hey,
we'll
JT,
hell yeah. All right, hey, thanks for coming on tonight. And next week, like I said, next week, what, 2 weeks, like I said, if the weather's permitting, Custom Tea is, he is renting Colonial Beach in Virginia, which is, I'm going to tell you, is straight up, if y'all have been to a grudge track, it's a grudge track. It's no,
yeah.
I mean, it's usually open till 12, 1 o'clock. I mean, it's an 8 mile, and it's a grudge track.
Right.
Nice.
So, but I will keep y'all,
You make sure them boys got my number and stuff for that top 8 car if they're going to go 8 cars so they can get
hold
of me.
That sounds good. And
all right, cool.
I got your number. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow.
All right, cool.
All right, guys. All right,
y'all.
You have
a good night.
All right.
Thanks.